Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Yes, so I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
First of all, it sees this offer ends 10/20. Yeah, it's past 10/20, October 20th. So I'm curious what the current pricing would be.
So while that promotion has ended, we still do offer our one gigabit fiber internet for $69.99 with ACH auto payments and paperless billing. So you can still sign up and get the same great price.
Okay. I mean, I'll be honest. When I got this, I took it as junk mail because in order to do what you were saying, it had to be, you know, cable connection. And I figured, okay, so it's got to go through Spectrum. There's the only ones with cable. And I hate Spectrum.
So we actually don't use the same coaxial cabling that...
I know, because I've actually seen the people laying the conduit putting in the fiber, which shocked the shit out of me, to be honest with you. Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, so it says home phone available.
Yes, we do offer home phone services as, in a conjunction with our internet service. The home phone is an additional $24.99 a month. So if you do get our 1 gigabit internet and pay with ACH payments, your total payments for the month for everything, including tax fees and all of the equipment, will only be $94.98.
Okay. And as far as Wi-Fi, you include the router, all that happy, that crap?
So we provide the ONT gateway, which is the modem, which allows our fiber optic signal to be interpreted and broadcasted out to a router, which provides Wi-Fi. We provide the router and as well as a free additional Wi-Fi extender for somewhere else in your home.
Okay. And that's all included in the price?
That is all included in the price.
Okay, so... The only things I'm seeing here then that are missing would be, I know, like Spectrum includes with the security kind of things on there. I don't see that on. And as far as other than, you know, internet streaming, not that there's any apps that do streaming on. The base selectable TV kind of stations.
So because here at Archtop Fiber, we are a very big proponent for cutting the cord and going to full streaming services. There are actual several apps out there that you can utilize that do give you basic cabling-like packages that provide local channels, various movies, anything. Depends on what your needs are.
Yeah, Hulu, Roku, and a host of others. I know there's... I'm using a Fire Stick now, and I have no problem with it.
Okay.
So, now the one question I see, most of the fibering going in, it looks like it's going down the main streets. I live about a block off, a short block. I'm talking about less than a football field.
Well, I can definitely take a look at your address and see what our situation is for your service, if it's available for you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, technically I'm on a dead-end street, but like I say it's about from where I saw them laying fiber down a block and then up to my house. It's about the length of a football field.
Okay, so what is your service address, sir?
67 Hutton, Hutton Street, Kingston.
One second while I pull that address up. All right. Looks like we're actually still in the process of getting all of our fiber lines laid out. And your street actually looks like it will be serviceable at the beginning of the month.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, it's a dead-end street. So, but I know I see them laying the fiber, like I say, 100 yards from my house. I guess I'm going to get down the store. And it's no contract, no early termination.
That is correct. So there's no contracts ever. We do offer the ability to cancel at your will. And we do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So within the 30 days after installation, if you're not happy, you can just say, this isn't for me. Call us if you'd like to and cancel, and you can get all the money you've paid forward back.
Okay. The other couple other questions, I'm just about done. I won't take up too much of your time yet. It says that the speeds are, you know, subject to some restrictions, and they may vary depending on where you're located.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a question of capacity.
Okay. So we do offer our fiber internet services at two speeds. We have 1 gigabit per second, which is 1,000 megabytes up and down, and two gigabits, which are provisioned currently at approximately a full 2 gigabits of roughly 2,200 megabytes per second upload and download speeds. As far as bandwidth that is allowed, we do allow unlimited device connectivity. Though with our 1 gigabit speeds, if you have more than about 25 devices connected at a time, you may see slower speeds due to the consumption of your bandwidth. You will not see any slowing of your bandwidth, just because of the amount of connections you do have, just based off of overall traffic to the network.
Yeah, I mean, my question comes in more like T-Mobile has the, you know, their the cell tower.
That kind of limitations, no, you will not ever be throttled based on the amount of usage.
What about as far as customer usage? I mean, even fiber has limitations to how much capacity it's going to run, depending on how many houses subscribe, and I do wish you all the luck in the world, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be, at some point, is it going to be, well, the line is just full right now? Kind of.
So, no. Right now, the most we've seen on our busiest line has been at its peak, roughly 2 gigabits running down the fiber. Our gigabit lines are currently scheduled and rated for. And this is just based off of the receivers we have at our receiving ends of those fiber optic lines. They are able to handle roughly 8 gigabits per second. We are looking to upgrade those receivers so that they have a full 100 gigabit per second speed limitation. So that way, no matter what fiber optic line comes in, we can handle all the speeds, which we do plan on offering up to 8 gigabits per second to our customers.
So pretty much if I were to subscribe, and it's like, I saw something on here, 2-year price. For the next 2 years, I could pretty much be quasi-guaranteed, like I know there's always fluctuations, of at least a 1 gig or 2 gig, depending on which I signed up for, upload and download 24/7.
Correct.
I got to get my life started using the maps. And the phone service is doing voice over IP, which is, I think, what Spectrum is doing now, with theirs, even though they don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, it has guest parental controls. Okay, so it's just a question of, that we need to get a VPN antivirus firewall sort of type of setup.
Okay, so for stuff like that, we do. So our Wi-Fi signal does utilize Plume. It uses their home pass options, which does provide basic firewall protection, as well as the ability to access anything and set up your own personal DNS server if you so desire. So you do have the security options. They're not directly through us, but we do have a partnership with Plume.
Okay, I haven't heard of Plume.
So Plume is kind of one of those industry standards. If you go to any like major cafe or anything and you connect to their Wi-Fi signal, most companies will utilize a service that's very similar, that allows for the monitoring and dispersal of that signal. So with the home pass, what it allows you to do is it allows you to have direct control over devices. And so say you have a child at home that you don't want them accessing certain content, it'll allow you to put a block on that and also allow you to set a time frame for those devices.
Okay, is that handled by IP or name device or?
It actually will be allow you to do it on a device by device situation. So if they have a cell phone, you can say, well, you're home, you have access to the Wi-Fi for say, watching YouTube if they're a younger kid for like an hour, and so on and so forth. So it is a device by device situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just my wife and I. If we have a guest over, I see it has a guest network, and I know there's more restrictions on those normally. I'm worried about more like the security, the firewall, virus.
It is actually a very powerful and robust firewall system that Plume does utilize. So there's nothing you need to worry about there.
I did cybersecurity for the last 10 years alone was with IBM. Doing cybersecurity, and I've been in networks for the past 40 years.
You might actually know where we are. Our main office is actually in the old IBM building in Kingston.
I saw the address. I know that. I hope they got rid of the mold and crap that was in those buildings. It was a beautiful site before. I know where the location is. I'm talking about the technology protecting what comes in and goes out and stuff like that. Yeah, we had to battle a number of worms and breakouts and everything else. The chip vulnerability in CP in PCs was really a nightmare. But let me talk to her again. How long do I have to decide?
You actually can make your decision at any time you desire, as long if you are looking to come back and sign up for us, any one of myself or any one of our agents will be happy to assist you.
For $100 a month, the only thing I'm not getting is, you know, where she can just pull up a TV guide and say, yeah, I want to go to that one. She can get used to Hulu and stuff like that. Not much of a learning curve. It's just okay, so then the things we have discussed, it's going to be about $100 a month.
Approximately. If you do with ACH auto payments, that actually is $95 a month.
And that's with the phone service.
That's with phone service. That is correct. And that is a flat fee. Again, as I stated, all your taxes, your fees, and the cost of equipment is included in the cost, so you won't pay a penny more.
Can I keep my home phone number?
You can. We are actually able to port in home phone numbers.
Okay. Wish me luck. I got to convince her.
Be like, it's better internet. I do network stuff. So.
But I'm used to doing it this way. I wrote a program for a guy who used to work in IBM test labs. And he says, well, I know when I hit this button, it does that. I said, okay, but what would you like it to do? Well, when I hit this button, I don't care. What would you like? And they just couldn't get that concept. Anyway. Okay. I thank you very much.
All right, quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
Pardon?
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Winning lotto numbers?
Everyone asks that. Sadly, I don't have them. I do not have the gift of foresight.
And if you did, you wouldn't share it. Come on.
Be like, no, those are mine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Hopefully we do hear back from you, and it's good positive.
I think you're going to, because every time Spectrum calls us, would you like to sign up for this? I said, you can't manage what you have now. Why the hell would I want to pay you more? So they don't like me when I say.
All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of your day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.